Introducing the Two-Way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the Two-Way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the Two-Way for yourself at NewBalance.com.
New CBS Monday.
NCIS. Here's where we can see them.
NCIS and NCIS Hawaii return with all new cases.
Double tap to the chest, one to the head.
These guys are professionals.
All new criminals.
Finally, not Linda got here.
Welcome to paradise.
And all new crimes to be solved.
If you're watching, these have been arrested.
What are the charges?
Just one. Murder.
New NCIS and NCIS Hawaii. Monday, starting at 9, 8 central on CBS and streaming on Paramount Plus.
All right, everyone, and welcome into the Go 24/7 podcast. My name is Bryce Kuhn. Hope you're having a fantastic day as we have a special guest joining us. LSU been racking up the commits lately, and one of the most recent ones is a guy that I know I'm excited about, I know the fans are excited about, and we're going to get to hear from him today. It is Mr. Ahmad Bro. Ahmad, thanks for taking the time. I know you've been a busy man. You've been appearing on a lot of podcasts and shows. And, man, I think the biggest thing is I think folks are excited to see how excited you are to be an LSU Tiger.
Oh, most definitely. I'm pumped, man. Oh, it's a dream.
Now, when you go through this process, let's kind of take a step back. You were committed to Duke. Duke, a fantastic, you know, program on the rise. Mike Elko, a great coach over there. They had a good season last year. I remember saying after your visit, I think I put it on social media, I said, hey, watch out for this one, because we knew that you had some interest, obviously, being an in-state guy. So, you know, what went in? Kind of walk us through. Was it the visit? Was it the relationships? What kind of changed your mind to flip that commitment?
So, LSU had around the same vibe that Duke had. The stats are really similar because they split off from each other at Notre Dame. Because Coach Elko and the DN coach at Duke, Coach Bowers, he was actually under Coach Elko. Both of them were actually under Coach Elko. So I knew they were good people. And when I went to LSU, not only was it like an amazing experience on the visit, you know, I built a relationship with them over the weeks, and when I got on campus, it felt real. It felt very similar to what I experienced at Duke, and you know, living that lifelong dream of playing at LSU as a Louisiana kid. You know, it really played a factor in staying home and making the best decision for me.
You talk about being a Louisiana kid. I mean, look, growing up, I'm sure you watched a lot of LSU football. You know, grew up looking at some of the guys they've put in the NFL, especially at your position. I mean, what was that kind of a draw, seeing what has been put in the NFL and the success some of these guys have had at the next level?
Oh, that was definitely a factor. Not only did I, you know, grow up seeing everybody, you know, excel at LSU, including like two of my cousins, Tyler Shelvin and Brakeeton Mouton. They both went to LSU, one in the NFL. And not only them, but my coach, Kyle Williams, he's a legend out of LSU. He's a legend in the NFL. So I was like, why not me? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah, look, and let's talk about your game a little bit. I mean, I know you're a guy that has seen his recruitment take off a little bit. I mean, kind of explain what's that been like. I mean, I'm sure there's slow periods. I'm sure there's periods where it kind of picks up a little bit. I mean, how have you managed this entire process?
At one point, it got hectic because, honestly, I didn't think it was ever going to take off. At one point, I remember the week that I committed to Duke, I maybe got like 5 offers in the span of like 4 days. When Ole Miss contacted me and my teammate, you know, Purdue did, you know, all of the big schools, it got hectic. But eventually, I talked to my coaches, my parents. It slowed down, but at the same, it picked up at the same rate.
Now, real quick, now you and a couple other guys have committed here in a span where, I mean, this class in 2024 has the chance to be something special. Rated number two per 24/7 Sports. I mean, when you look around at these guys, how do you feel about where this class sits so far and some of the guys you're committed with when you guys get to campus? What do you feel like you can accomplish there as a group?
Man, I feel like we could take it to a national championship. I feel like some of us can even get in the rotation as starters as freshmen. Real, I really like not only this class, but classes, you know, after us, for us. And I feel like we can take it all the way.
Greetings, Fantasy Warriors. I'm Heath Cummings, your guide to fantasy dominance on FFT Dynasty. Join me this offseason where mock drafts become epic showdowns and every pick shapes your legacy.
If I was Adam, with the team that he's built, Will Levis makes so much more sense.
And that's not all. We're peeling back the curtain on the future with our exclusive 2024 NFL Draft Prospect Profiles. Uncover hidden gems that'll elevate your roster to legendary status.
Puka Nacua. After Cooper Kupp, we really have no idea who's going to get the targets.
Keaton Mitchell of East Carolina. Explosive speed is ridiculous.
This isn't just a podcast. It's a playbook for champions. Subscribe to FFT Dynasty now, and together we'll conquer the fantasy football frontier. Your dynasty journey starts here.
Paramount Plus and the National Park Foundation present A Mountain of Zen. This Earth Week, you can live stream seven national parks for 7 days on Paramount Plus. Paramount Plus, official streaming partner of the National Park Foundation.
Obviously, LSU gets to Atlanta this past year. You saw that up close. I mean, obviously, Brian Kelly's first year. Talk about Coach Kelly. I mean, what's that relationship like? And as a recruit, when you see a program like LSU get back and start to get back to what a lot of people feel is championship-level performance, I guarantee that's got to be pretty exciting to see the in-state schools starting to get back to where they were. I mean, it wasn't long ago, Joe Burrow, all those guys were there winning it, and how quickly he's kind of turning this thing around.
Oh, yeah, he's turning it around very well. That's what I appreciate about Coach Kelly. He has a very smart mind, really smart mind, football-driven mind, and I like that about my coaches. He wants to win. You know, he's not just here for his own self-benefit. And I really feel like being under a guy like that, I could be my best self. This team could be his best self. And I want to be a part of that.
So you commit to LSU. Obviously, I'm sure the family's excited. Family gets to, you know, stay in state and watch you. What did that play a role? I mean, having the opportunity to have your family come down from Ruston and be able to see you in Baton Rouge in the purple and gold?
Oh, it actually did. Because when I was committed to Duke, my mom's main concern was me being really far away. And not being able to see me every game. So being able to relieve that, you know, stress off of her, you know, that really felt great. And, you know, anybody can come and watch me in Death Valley. So I really appreciate it.
All right, so let's talk about that visit. I've talked with multiple guys. They said from the crawfish boil to the atmosphere of Baton Rouge. I mean, what are some things that stand out to you about LSU, the campus, and man, what stood out to you on that visit? What kind of changed your mind during that where you said, hey, this is a place I want to play?
See, when I was talking to Coach House at the Crawfish Bowl, he really expressed to me that I have a different kind of drive in my playing style. So he expressed to me that despite my height, I have a really long wingspan. That really contributed to him, like, you know, saying, despite that man's height, you know, he can play and he has the wingspan to back it up. So him having that faith in me by my medicals, you know what I mean? That really encouraged me, you know, to commit. And the fact that he got to know me as a person too, as, you know, sat down with my family, conversated with them, even conversated with my coach Kyle Williams, who really put in good words for me. That encouraged me to commit. The out of state guys, usually they're not used to, you know, the culture of Baton Rouge, you know, coastal Louisiana, like crawfish bowls and, you know, stuff like that, bayous. I'm actually from Cairn Crow. I was used to all that. So the coaching staffs really played a big part. And if you know about J.R. Building, he's really the one who got this kick started. That's like my big brother at this point. You know what I mean? Yeah.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah, talking to recruits, you get to hear it's just different when you get down to Baton Rouge. It's look, there's great programs, great facilities, but LSU just has a knack for feeling like home for a lot of guys. I know you've kind of talked about that a little bit, but kind of share with the fans, what are they getting in you maybe as a player, but also off the field? What are things that you feel like you bring to the table for this program?
On the field, I feel like they're getting an aggressive, driven, like non-quitter that'll leave it all on the field of Death Valley. Where we go, you know what I mean? I'm not here to just be here. I'm here to win. Win first, all the other stuff second. Off the field, I'm not messing up in that classroom. I'm staying in my dorm. You know what I mean? And I'm approachable. You know what I mean? I don't treat anybody different than what I'll treat, you know, treat myself. I want somebody to treat myself. And I really love the community of Baton Rouge. And I'm a community man.
I know the LSU fan base is excited to welcome you to Baton Rouge. You have your senior season coming up, obviously, that I know you're going to want to end on a high note. When you look at this, I mean, are there some things you want to accomplish this fall? Anything, any goals, maybe for personal or, you know, a run at a state title? I mean, what do you want to accomplish in your last year of high school before you kind of get on campus?
And past season, everybody knows in the state, we lost in the state championship in the Domes, Destrehan. And I want to leave off on the opposite note. I mean, I want that to be my legacy. I want that to tell my kids I lost in the championship my senior year. So I want to run back. I want to dominate this season. I want to dominate all the way up to that state title. So that's my goals.
That's awesome. That's awesome. That's Ahmad Brodie, one of the newest commits to LSU. Ahmad, appreciate you so much for tuning in with us and joining the show and getting the fan base to know a little bit more inside, just not only the player, but who you are as a person. So thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, no problem. Thank you for having me.
That is Ahmad Bro. This has been the Go 24/7 podcast. My name is Bryce Kuhn. Make sure to like, subscribe, and hey, go follow us on all social media channels. You can find Ahmad Bro as well on social media. We're going to be tagging his social media in this post as well. And if you like the show, if you know, say, hey, get this person on, talk to this person, let us know down in the comments below. We hope you have a fantastic rest of your day, and we'll see you on the forums. We'll see you on social media, and we will see you next time here on the Go 24/7 podcast.
It's the NFL offseason, but on Pick 6, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, the football season never stops. Host Will Brinson, John Breach, and Tyler Sullivan are joined by analysts like Brady Quinn, Leslie Deuceable, Katie Mox, and RJ White to keep you in the loop on everything happening around the league. Whether it's free agents signing with new teams, the all-important NFL draft, or schedule release day, Pick 6 has you covered. As the face of the league changes with every team move and player pickup this spring, Pick 6 is a must listen. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and anywhere podcasts are found.